Welcome in, everyone, to the very first Fourth Hand Media official roundtable. I think it's an official. I can call it that. And this is Brent Hand. I am the co-host of the Hysteria 51 podcast, and I'm also the co-host of Rad or Fad. And I have my co-host of that show sitting across from me, the lovely Miss Lisa Hand. No relation. Actually, we're married. How are you?
Hello. How are you? Hello. How are you? I'm off to a great start.
Well, I'm doing okay because we've been quarantined together, and we've been stuck in here for almost 3 weeks, and we haven't killed each other. So it's going well, but we're joined by a lot of people. Let's start with, we got Chris Cogswell, Doctor, if you're nasty. Chris, tell everyone about your show and what you got going on.
First off, I just want to say Doctor If You Nasty is actually my official title as well. I worked 25 years for that title. So Doctor If You Nasty is the full title. Man, my show is the Mad Scientist Podcast. Our logo is the one with the jack-o'-lantern, so it's easy to find. You know, man.
For now.
Things have been going. Yeah. Things have been going. You know, I'm alive, talking on Skype. Yeah, you know, go Earth, go world.
There you Woo! Go. And we got J.R. Adams. J.R., are you with me?
I am here. So I guess my alias is Joba Fett, and I am joined by another space pirate.
Should I beep out your real name? Am I not supposed to say your name? I don't know how this works. Like, you know, I got.
Yeah, at this point, I've pretty much told all my friends.
I got
think,
Chico and the Badger here for the
friends.
Early morning drive. You know, it's one of those things. Or
Yeah. So it's all good. No, like I said, alias on the show is Joba Fett, and I am joined by my fellow surly space pirate Ripley Scott, and together we man the Black Swirl, which is a custodial vessel found in the antimatter minute dimension. It's the dimension where the minutes of the day don't really matter.
Now, is
so,
that anywhere near the lower fourth dimension where we reside?
We hop around all over the place, man. We do have an affinity for the lower fourth, for sure.
Well, there you go. We also got with us the master of sad times himself, Mr. Kevin Crispin. Kevin!
Yo, hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm in a mosh pit.
Is that a mosh pit of emotions?
Yes, it is. Yeah, my name's Kevin Crispin. I host a little show called Sad Times. And on that show, we have a guest on every episode, and we talk with them about some times that they were sad or challenged in their lives and how they acted and, you know, kind of what type of things happen then, because I think all of us go through all that shit and we don't talk about it very much except for maybe those closest to us, if at all. So it's kind of a hope of opening up that conversation further for more people.
Well, and right now that's an important thing because people are clustered in and sitting at home and
sad.
Yeah. A lot of people are sad. That's the way it goes, you know? So.
Yes.
Lee, are you with us?
Oh, yes. My name's Lee. I am coming to you from the Haunted Barn Studios. My show is Beyond Terrestrial Podcast. I host that with my co-host, Dan, and we discuss things that are beyond terrestrial. You can find us at beyondterrestrial.com.
The things that I talk to my wife about, and she just goes, I don't know. Don't. It makes me my eyes cross. Every time we talk about anything in space, she's like, I don't understand space. It's okay.
Half the time I don't understand it. Dan's like, hey, check this out, and I'm like, what?
We also got a bowel movement. It said, no, I'm sorry, that's Brandon McFadden. I read that wrong. What's going on?
I'm 100% prepared to die.
That's not
just
sad.
Ride this bitch into the ground.
That's actually on his business card. It's not just a clever tagline. It's on his business card. That's how he answered his high school guidance counselor when they asked him what he wanted to do with his life.
Put in the yearbook.
Gonna ride this bitch into the ground.
That's my yearbook photo.
Yeah, so
ride this bitch into the ground.
Where can everyone find you? What's going on? What's your show?
You can't find me. That's the secret.
Oh, because your bunker is unplugged.
I run the Happy Horror Coffee Break Old Time Horror Radio Show. It's hosted by Dr. Boris Orlok. He's not me. We're two different people.
That happens from time to time. Did we get Michael Cole on the call?
Yeah, I'm here now.
You are a hard man to get a hold of, but oh, so worth the time.
Hello.
Yeah, so Michael's the odd man of the bunch, but the awesome man, he is our YouTuber on the call. So tell everyone about your show, Mike.
Yeah, my channel is called Penny Haven, and I talk all about different types of money. Yeah, pennies more often than other things, but also just how the money in your pocket is generally worth more than you think, and also precious metals investment.
It's interesting, and I did not see this coming until he started his channel, and he gets tons of hate mail for people going there wanting, like, anime naked pictures of Penny from Inspector Gadget. And, you know.
What a niche audience.
That's not what I do anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's awkward that he has that as his theme song, so.
Well,
I mean,
it was a stylistic choice, and now it haunts him. But he's ready to ride that bitch into the ground, so it's okay.
That I am.
And Mike, are you with us too?
Yes, I am.
All right. Tell everyone. Tell everyone your business.
Yeah. So as JR mentioned, I am his co-host. We run the Close Encounters of the Sword Kind podcast. We have it cover, you know, WTF news, weird shit that's going on in the world, and put a sci-fi spin on it. And basically, it's just a reason for us to get around once a week, drink, and talk bullshit.
There you go. You know, the weird shit going on in the world. That's what's been 2020 has been kind of that. And we're in Chicago, and we were talking before we actually started the call. I was telling Chris Cogswell that Chicago now has an order where you cannot be outside of your house in the city proper. If you're found, the first time it is a warning. Second time you'll be arrested. That's kind of crazy.
That's the entire city?
That's the entire city of Chicago. And not only did they let it go, our phones went off the other night, like the emergency alert, and we got that on our phones, like, you will be arrested if you're outside of your house. And they
just fuck with the cops and stick your hand out. I'm not out.
Look at me. But yeah, so what are you guys doing to you know, pass the time, or are any of you essential workers that are out there putting your lives on the line, so to speak, or not even so to speak, realistically, to go through this?
I'm an essential Netflix watcher.
Well, I hear you there.
JR is a big fan of Pornhub, and they do have the free premium subscription going on right now.
Which is so nice of them.
Yeah.
It really is. They did change their name to Stay at Home Hub for a while, or Stay Home Hub.
How did you know
except
that?
I ran out of lotion.
Come with a free bottle of lotion.
I'm dipping into my hand sanitizer supply now, so it's still all kinds of problems.
Ooh, that burns.
Rough. Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
I am actually an essential
worker. You think
I'd learn
after
I am
the
one
first
of those
time.
Retail managers. So I'm out there on the front line getting yelled at by people over toilet paper. It's super fun.
Oh, man. So are you in one of the stores where you only let people in a couple at a time, or are you just letting people in willy-nilly, or how's it working? Because I know by us, like Costco next to us, you're 6 feet apart throughout the parking lot, and they only let a few people in at a time to shop.
We're not locking people out as of yet, but we have the 6 feet apart rule, especially up at the registers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the strangest thing to like have somebody come up to a register, put the merchandise on the counter, and then you like stand back from the register while they load it up.
Walk
and then
away
you have to
slowly,
say,
sir. Yeah. It's like,
and then you're like, please step away from the register so I can come ring you up now.
We went to our main grocery store here in the Twin Cities. It's like this local kind of chain, and we went there today and they put up like plastic dividers, like,
yeah,
you know, like stuff like I hadn't seen that since like living in New York City as like a teenager. In like, you know, you'd go to rough neighborhoods and the delis would have the like plexiglass shields,
yeah,
up,
the bodegas and stuff.
Like, yeah, man. Seriously. So it was like, it was so strange today. We put our stuff down and then we had to go around the barrier. And then it was like, what is happening, man? It's just been world.
So we have these haphazard.
I was talking to a coworker in Dallas today who said that all the 7-Elevens have a giant plastic sheet in front of the cashiers.
That's just been a long time coming.
Oh, yeah.
Probably should have happened a long time. No, we've got these haphazardly made like plexiglass shields out of like a sign mold that like usually holds up the our price signing.
Just like a makeshift sneeze guard type thing.
Exactly. And the best part about it was like 3 days prior, I made a joke to one of my employees because I was telling him we had to follow the social distancing guidelines. And I'm explaining that to them. And they're like, when does this end? I'm like, I don't know. I think we're about 3 days from having sneeze guards. And then the damn sneeze guards came up 3 days later.
Yeah, I heard those were up at our grocery stores around here, too, that the cashiers have them. And like you said, against like the whole like conveyor belt, and then you kind of go around it.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where you look at this and a lot of people are thinking, well, it's not going to happen to me. But then you're seeing celebrities now are getting sick and dying. Lisa and I are, so my sister, her husband's mother is in quarantine. One of her sons is in quarantine. And her husband's uncle has coronavirus right now. We've known a bunch of other people that have been sick with it. It's a crazy thing because it is starting to come close to home. Before that, it was kind of like a meh, and now all of a sudden it's really happening and people are being affected by it. Before that, it was kind of just the boogeyman that you kind of had heard of, at least for me.
My best friend lives in New York City, and four people in his building have it.
Wow,
that's scary.
Oh, dude, my whole family is in New York City. Me and my wife's whole family is in New York City, and it's been
How are they doing?
Dude, it's been well, what's crazy is that my mom is originally from Italy. And so Italy hasn't exactly been doing great either.
Jeez.
A plague upon humanity is what I'm getting at.
Bro, it's our family, man. We're just cursed. It's crazy, like the New York City, no one in my family has been affected, but like my company is headquartered out of Manhattan. We've had people in the company who have gotten it, and then people in all the locations. Like, so my company, we have locations across the world, you know, and like I think every office has had at least one or two cases of COVID at this point. You know, I have friends that have it. That have are in recovery now or starting to recover and things like that. We have, you know, I mean, man, it's just one of those things that like it's one of those crazy things where like as a member of the scientific community and as someone who kind of follows science generally and works in science now, or at least adjacent to science now and everything else, it's one of like the three major things that science has been saying is going to happen to us.
Yeah.
Like there's kind of three major, like, you know, thrusts of danger that science has been saying for a long time would be like stuff like this that would like change the world forever and mess everything up that everyone does. And it's like a pandemic or antibacterial resistance getting out of hand, climate change. And it's been like just the energy crisis, like running out of energy or having the energy grid fall apart.
There's going to be an asteroid. There's going to be a volcano one of these days. There's going to be a pandemic.
Year.
Well, right.
Well,
year.
What's
April 16th. We've been praying for it to the dark.
What's ones. Been like what's been the most frustrating thing about watching all of this is it's like, you fucking dummies. We've been saying this was going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, just why weren't we prepared? Why weren't people ready for this? Why wasn't there a plan in place? You know what I mean? It's just
how many Stephen King books have to get written before we take it seriously?
Like, but seriously though, right? Like,
he has a new one coming out at the end of April.
Is anyone
for how many crappy zombie movies we've seen? Like, why was anyone ready?
But we're so unprepared. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot we don't know because, you know, not to get all crazy, but I'm sure that the government's not sharing everything with us. But
what? No, come on.
But the fact that we're so unprepared.
Not our government.
Well, it's not. But that's the thing, though. It's not even like it's just our government. Like every government was prepared. Yeah, like everyone was just like, I don't know, Amsterdam's got it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Amsterdam was like, no, we don't have it. The Dutch government will have it. And then the Dutch government was like, no, we don't have it. The EU will have it figured out. And then the EU is like, no, America's got it figured out. And then America's like, what the fuck? We're screwed.
All I know is that soup better been fucking delicious. That's all I'm saying. real quick, Michael Cole, you kind of had a scare when all this started happening. Your son got sick, right?
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago today, like in the night, he started getting really sick and he had a fever. So I called in to work the next day and they actually got me on, you know, remote work, and I haven't been back since. So he was super sick. And then the Friday, like just a day later, my wife started having a fever and she was feeling awful. And then the next day on Saturday, I started having a fever and we were all sick, and we, you know, did a telemed with our doctor, and he said to self-quarantine for 7 days, and we could break it if we were without fever for 72 hours. And my son just had a fever. It just keeps coming back. Yesterday, he had a fever again. We're feeling a lot better. We had a lot of symptoms that were, you know, correct for this badness. But we're feeling a lot better. He still just keeps getting the fever, but he's mostly good. But yeah, that was a little freaky. Well, I kept having symptoms that I didn't think were part of it. And then we look it up and that was part of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I had upper back pain, which they said is sometimes part of it. And yeah, things like that.
Man. Yeah. It's so crazy. And they were talking about I thought it was funny or not funny when they started saying that, like, even diarrhea, some of the cases were having diarrhea. I'm like, people knew it.
That was the one I wasn't going to mention, but yeah, I like, oh, I had horrible diarrhea for 2 days, but that's not a symptom. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. So is anyone, I was reading today, there's a site called Chartable, and they do, you know, they kind of put together all of your charts and places that you get reviews for and things for that. You can sign up for it for your podcast, and you can actually send and request for your host to put a little, they have like a little dinger, and every time you get a download, they can track it as well. And they've been tracking, and surprisingly, in the last month, podcast listens as a whole are down. And people are talking about that today, and they think a lot of it has to do with just people aren't commuting. And that's where you eat a lot of that time up, commuting. Have you guys seen numbers go down or stay the same or go up, or what's been your experiences?
I've seen the absolute contrary to that. Right now we're tracking better. I mean, we came really close to 600 downloads, and that's huge for us. We're a small podcast still. But it almost felt in the last month like we've started to hit our stride. Like it's just continuing to grow and grow every time we turn around now.
Well, that's awesome. That's good to hear. You know.
Yeah, I know. I went from 20 to 24, so I know I'm seeing an uptick right there.
Oh well, your check's in the mail. I want you to know that. So. No, that's good.
I actually 20% growth. Yeah. Can't beat it.
There you go.
So I've definitely noticed that our that kind of like the staying power of the episodes is a lot less. Like normally, you know, I think it's starting to tell us kind of like who is like a regular listener and who listens on the week when they're like on their way to work or at work or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
We have tapered a little bit of, you know, cause you're, let's say you give it a 4 week window. We're seeing less growth weeks 2 to 4. Right now than we had before, but we're still doing really well in like our first week, you know, when they're coming out. So I think this is going to blow over, but like in Illinois, we just got pushed back to the 30th of this month, April 30th before.
Oh dude. I don't think it's going to blow over personally. I think it's going to continue.
And nor should it. I'm just saying, I mean the world of, you know, everything in flux. One way or another, people are going to get used to this if it's 6 months from now. That, or we're going to have a all out civil war.
You know, assuming that Jackass with the Tigers doesn't do any more crazy shit, we should be fine in terms of podcasting listens coming back.
Well, all hopefully. I know is I got we'll a cease and desist from Carol Baskin, so I don't even know.
Yeah, we're like, you know, it's funny actually. Now that I'm looking at our monthly kind of stuff and whatever, we had a pretty slow December, January, or like January, I guess, which we always kind of do because people are going back to work. Then our February was really strong, and then starting like the end of February, beginning of March, our numbers are back to like basically half of what they were in February. So
Wow, yeah.
Maybe we are seeing a real low I don't know, maybe we're seeing a real change. But then again, too, we've been a lot. So I don't know how you guys all feel. I'm a person who like suffers from anxiety just generally. And this has been like I'm not particularly worried for myself necessarily, or even for like people I know, because I think everyone's being safe. But just like the uncertainty, like I'm a person who doesn't like being in a mall most of the time, because I'm just like, everyone here are idiots, and idiots are dangerous in groups.
Well, Kevin,
you know what I mean? Like,
Kevin, that's kind of, I'll let you go with that one. That's kind of your territory. How have you felt?
Well, I'm doing fine. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm in sheer terror as we speak.
Actually, Monday I had my first panic attack in years.
Really?
Like, real full-on fuck all panic attack. Yeah, it was not good.
Dude, my like anxiety level, so when I was at my worst, my anxiety, like my resting anxiety level was probably like an 8 or a 9. I've been down to like a 1 or a 2, like feeling pretty damn good all the time. Mm-hmm. And then with all of this crap, it's just slowly been ramping. And now I'm like, if I really take stock of kind of where I'm sitting at any given moment, it's like at best I'm at a 5. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm fiddling with my fingers, I'm playing with something, I'm like not able to really sit still. And it's just, dude, it's so tiring being anxious. Like you know what I mean? It's rough, dude. And so we've even been worse just about putting out episodes, because it's like, oh my God, you know, and on top of that too, like the co-host of my show works for like a major healthcare provider. So it's a big shit show right now. So dude, it's just been, I don't know, man, it's not been great. Not the best March I've ever had.
Well, I know for Hysteria 51, we've caught up or kept up, and we've actually put out some extra content. At least, you know, a couple episodes every week for the last few weeks. We're trying to keep up with that. Is anyone else's shows doing extra content, or have you fallen behind because of this and unable to get with people to record?
I've considered I'm actually going to start doing. I've got a thing on my show where I call it Creepy Pasta Corner, where I just take there's a section on Creepy Pasta called Crappy Pasta, where they're very poorly written, like. You read it, you have no idea what the hell's going on from the first sentence.
That's the call was coming from the phone. Hey, it's supposed to be, what the hell?
And I kind of read that like an old-timey narrator. So I'm going to start, instead of doing that as a segment, I've eliminated that from the show, and I'm going to start doing that as like a 5-10 minute long special once a week or twice, awesome. Once every other week.
I think that's
unfortunately
important. No, go for it, yeah.
I was just saying, unfortunately, we were on the opposite end of that spectrum. You know, it's been a lot of change, and so Close Encounters of the Slurred Kind has kind of been in a little bit of a flux with all this new stuff happening. And, you know, both of us on each end had our own things we had to do. I relocated to a new area. I know Ripley, a.k.a. Mike, went on vacation, and it's just been an uncertain time. And so we've seen a little bit of a dip in our numbers in terms of listens and things like that. But, you know, I think once consistency comes back, I think things will be good. And it's not like we're not going to have a ton of time on our hands. So I think the future is brighter than it is dim. So
hope so. Definitely hope so. You know, I know, Cole, you actually had, well, for good reason, you've been sick and everything. And it's not like you can go out and get, you know, coins to work with, but you put your first video out today that you've done in a little while.
Yeah, I just slowed down, just adjusting to working from home, and boy, adjusting to keeping a 3-year-old entertained constantly who cannot leave the house, basically. That'll drain your energy. And it wasn't a conscious choice. I didn't say, I'm not going to make videos for a while. It just kind of happened. And actually, some people from my channel reached out and asked me if I was okay, like sending me messages and whatnot.
You got the Rona, really, bro. Where you at? Yeah.
I did have a slowdown, but I'm trying to kick it back up today. I'm going to do a video after this.
What was that shirt you had on in your latest video, Michael?
Ugly.
I
had chicken scratch.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Who wants a black shirt with gray writing?
Ridiculous.
We actually, in order to, he had a Hysteria 51 shirt on, spoiler alert. Yeah. So one of the things that we've done just to get some extra content out is my show is Hysteria 51, and someone was like, you guys talk about like weird foods, you should do an extra episode every once in a while of weird foods. So we did Cafeteria 51 today and released it, and we talked about, this week was Vienna sausages, you know, the sausage in a can. I don't know if you guys ever had
the scariest one, sausage.
That's not the scary sausage. That's a Uncle Fisty, but that's a different story. Yeah, like the number one snack of hunters. And we got a bunch of those coming up, and it's just been fun to do some goofy stuff just to get content out for people.
I'm just saying, you get some Vienna sausages, some Snicker bars. You can, go out there and catch yourself a Bigfoot.
I'm telling you, man, Snicker bars, some Vienna sausages.
Get yourself a hell of a case of diarrhea.
A good tree knocking stick. And you're ready to, and a buddy named Bobo, and you're going to go to town.
Can
Sasquatch eat COVID-19?
Yeah, I don't know. Good question.
Is there anybody here who's living alone, who's like really alone, quarantined at home?
Does a mother-in-law count?
No, that's worse than being alone.
Oh, yeah. My mother-in-law moved in because we've got better internet than her, and she has to work from home now. So that's fun.
But you got your wife with you. Like, so she, are you asking Alicia, or is anyone by themselves?
Yeah. If anyway, I mean, that's, I'm sorry that you have to deal with that, because I think if my mother moved in, whom I love dearly, I would probably not make it.
No. And my wife is not actually with me. She is in Vegas training to become a flight attendant.
Oh, wow.
Great time to be training to become a flight attendant.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So it's just you and your mother-in-law.
And my daughter.
Oh, okay.
And your 3-year-old.
Yeah.
So you've got it on both ends. That sounds terrible. I've got a 2-year-old, so I know what you're talking about, but at least my wife does a good job of entertaining her. Yeah, so I completely understand the plight there.
Right. That's
so it's like having a 3-year-old.
your own level of struggle. Has anyone picked up any like new hobbies or things that they're doing now in that they're in, you know? So I guess first off, like, or a question,
does
I have
crying in a corner count?
I mean, it depends on how often you do it, I guess.
What about revisiting old hobbies like pacing?
Revisiting old hobbies like panic attacks. Is that good for everyone? Is everyone having a good time? Yeah. Well, it's unfortunately for my neighbors, my wife has started teaching me how to play saxophone.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Saxophone. Dude.
Well, which has like been super sweet, but I really suck at it. And so my poor neighbors, I'm sure, are ready to be like, who is the jackass honking every afternoon for 30 minutes? It's like, they're
that
not
ties
stuck
kind of ties into how many serial killers do you think are popping up right about now?
Man.
Nothing else better to do.
Right? Like, I got the itch. But yeah, except for they're walking around and no one's out and they're like, crap.
But didn't you just say like the murder rate, but homicide rate is down right now?
Chicago last week had one homicide.
Whoa.
And it's the first time in years and years and years, they said, that that has happened.
The killers are out on the street like that one meme with...
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users, use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
28 days later, he's just walking out. Where is everyone?
Yes, just come on. Where is everyone? Did you guys see the picture of, they had the Walking Dead Atlanta and then the actual picture of Atlanta going into there, the same one? There was no cars on the interstate.
Dude, Atlanta looks like that on the week. Atlanta looks like that, though, on, like, a Saturday, though. Like, Atlanta is, like, dead. Like, I love Atlanta. It's one of my favorite cities in the United States. Atlanta on the weekend is way more dead than, like, any other major city in the United States. Yeah. Like, on Saturday afternoon, because everyone commutes into Atlanta. No one seems to, like, live in downtown Atlanta.
So now you're going to get – you've already this week angered everyone that loves craft singles. And now, oh my God! So Chris just says on a quote on our show that he doesn't like craft singles. We've gotten so much hate mail because of that statement, and now everyone in Atlanta is going to be calling into your show. Or
I love Atlanta. People who like craft singles can sit and spin. It's not cheese.
Yeah, I don't like craft.
It's not cheese.
Cheese. It's processed cheese food. Sometimes you need processed cheese food.
I love processed cheese food. That saved my life in India.
Because you could eat it? Because it wasn't...
Because it was the only thing you could eat.
Curry?
All of the above.
Because when you're pacing, you can just throw the wrappers and then you know where you're at.
That's right. And then you step on the wrappers and it makes kind of like a weird like beat. So it's like a techno thing.
You know, cheese is good as a solid and as a liquid. If we can work in a cheese gas, I think we're gonna like. I just wish like that cheese in a can came out in
together,
an aerosol.
Honey, I don't want that. I don't want cheese gas.
Don't they already have a cheese gas? Like when you open a bag of Cheetos for the first time, like that poof of air that comes out.
Yeah, you can put cheesy it in.
I was gonna say, technically, you could probably aerosolize the Cheeto dust and create a cheese suspension.
Kind of
yeah, like you know, really get super American about it.
Oh, at least use the proper term of Cheeto.
Cheeto, hey, it's back.
The cheese that goes inhale. What?
I've seen a lot of people doing like happy hour, like drinking with friends via like, you know, FaceTime.
You say
or
as you're drinking a Bloody Mary.
I
right
know.
Now.
And I'm really suffering. I want everybody to know that the hardest part about my Bloody Mary today is that the ice that I have is not in the house. It's in the garage. And I didn't go get any. So I'm actually
suffering.
You have
suffering, a freezer in the garage.
Suffering
that's...
through. Hold on. This is suffrage right now. Yeah. I'm suffering through a iceless Bloody Mary. But like a lot of people are doing like either happy hours with friends or, I don't know, games with friends online or whatever. Is anybody doing
quarantinings?
That?
Quarantinings.
Yeah.
I told you guys we wanted to play Pogs and nobody else jumped on except for Brandon.
It was like, you guys are on your own with the Pogs.
I actually did an hour of power with a friend on a Sunday night. So I don't know if you guys know what that is, but where
is
you take a
drink?
Shot of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what is it?
Yeah, where you take a shot
shots,
of beer every
minutes.
Minute for
you did
60
shots
minutes.
In 60 minutes?
We did the Century Club,
yeah.
too.
That's just what my wife
time.
Calls
Century
the one
Club,
in bed.
Baby.
Yep.
Can I try that?
I want to know what I want to know what beer you use for that, Ripley.
Yingling Light. And I didn't even feel hungover the next morning. It was glorious.
The last time I did it, we used Keystone Light and weren't hungover at all either. And I don't even, what's it work out to be? Like, I know 100 is like 12 beers or something like that. Or is it 4? I forget. 100 ounces. Chris.
It's about 10.
12 is.
Oh, you're just doing shots of beer?
Yeah, it's one shot of beer every minute for 100 minutes.
Oh, so it's not like me doing like 60 shots of Screwball. So I'll be fine.
No, you would be dead after that.
You might not survive.
Yeah, that's not how that works. Six shots of screwball and you're going to die, you know. That's just the way it goes, man. Though.
I've been looking for games and stuff to play online. I mean, of course, the Power Hour is never a bad idea, but I've been trying to find ways to accommodate that, you know, that whole calling with the friends doing the whole virtual Skype hangout thing. I don't know what, do you guys have any games that you know of that we can share with listeners?
Well, you know what's weird? You know what's weird actually is, we used to live in New England. We lived in New Hampshire, then in Boston for like probably 10, 12 years in total. And so like all my friends are back in that area, like the Boston, New Hampshire kind of corridor up on the coast. And we moved here to Minneapolis and like we've made new friends here, of course, but I still, the main way I stay in contact with my buddies back in on the East Coast is we play video games. So like this, honestly, this coronavirus thing hasn't like changed all that much for me in particular. It's changed a lot for my wife and obviously the people around me. But so yeah. we play Rocket League, which is super.
That game is fun. That game
bro,
is fun.
It's so fun. It is so much more fun though after a couple of inebriating substances.
Can you play it online? I unfortunately never matured past the GameCube. So
you can. You can play online. It's really good. This is probably the so what's crazy is so like the Switch is really good for playing on your own. The Switch, the Nintendo Switch's connectivity to like chat and stuff is terrible. Like they have no chat system, so it sucks. But like Xbox or PlayStation, you can play and talk to people and you don't have to be playing the same game. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like phone calls are super awkward, but I'm on Xbox Live with my friends probably like 3 hours a night, almost some weeks.
I saw a meme today and it had Thanos and just on him it said video games. And then it had the quote at the bottom. It's like, you couldn't deal with your own failure. And where did that send you? Back to me. That's exactly what's going on in the world right now.
Awesome. Yeah.
We had some friends that were like wanting to try to figure out like to do board games, but they're like, let's play Settlers of Catan and everyone like take pictures of your board and send them. Like, that sounds exhausting.
Dude, those games are awful. Those games are too much when you're in person. Like, we have a group of friends here in the Twin Cities who are super into board games like that. And, like, we love those people and we love hanging out with them. But they'll, like, bring a board game over and it's like, oh, it's midnight. And they're like, oh, you want to start playing a game? Well, how long is it to play? And they're like, well, if you know the rules, it only takes 5 hours. What are you talking about? No, I don't want to play that damn game. I want to go to sleep. You know what I mean? Like, I'm six drinks in right now. I'm not learning a rule book.
Yeah. Before we had the podcast, I think what kept me and Ripley and a few of our other friends entertained is we used to do Evil Apples, which is kind of like a Cards Against Humanity's mobile version. They need to figure out some way to integrate that into like a Chrome browser or something. I think that would be super, super cool.
So there's a guy I'm Facebook friends with what it will start a Cards Against Humanity, like, I don't know if it's pirated or whatever the hell it is, but it's a game. Cards Against Humanity. We can play it online together.
That's the exact thing I'm looking for.
There is one now. We brought that up on one of the shows and had a bunch of people send us like, you can play it online. I don't know if it's bootlegged or not, but there was some options to play it. And plus there's other versions of Cards Against Humanity out there that you can like print for free, but they're not called Cards Against Humanity, but it like rhymes with
like
it.
ours was called Evil Apples.
You can get on and just play whatever the hell you want with people across the phones. You don't have to get on anything anymore.
Right. You know, we love playing Cards Against Humanity, but it's just Lisa and I. And actually, someone even wrote and told us how to play a two-player game where you play, like, with a third throwaway hand. And, so...
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
Me and my wife do that at breweries because we usually just go with us and our daughter, and so we'll do that to pass the time and have the daughter play along. It's a pretty good time.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, and so...
I've started this thing where... I've done it for a little while now. I get online and I talk to a friend of mine. I make a conspiracy theory out, like I pull it out of my tail and, then he proceeds to tell me how I'm an idiot about it. And then we post it online for everybody to listen to. And, it's going pretty good for us.
One thing that's kind of fun that, Kevin's been doing is he'll find someone online, like, say, a guy, and he'll make up a brand new persona saying that he's a beautiful woman, and then they'll virtually date for 6-7 years until he does the crushing blow where he lets them know that it was Kevin the entire time.
Oh, is that you I was talking to?
Don't bring it up. Is the okay. best. Yeah.
Then an angry Persian guy like comes out and yells at him.
Persian? Is okay. He got like gold chains and chest hair everywhere? And
so
gold
do you guys get
and blue carpeting as far as the eye can see? Like, what are we talking about?
You guys
about
get? I don't know if you guys have noticed this after you started your podcast. After I started my podcast, I started getting these like really weird. Like, I just get all the time Facebook ads from people, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time it's because like I'm involved in like the UFO community. So people like to get on there and be like, you think UFOs are fake? You're a big moron. Ha ha ha. Or whatever. But so, like there's a big portion
of that. I don't
think
we're that popular yet. Thank God.
Well, so there's a big portion of that, but then there's also a big portion of like fake profiles where it's like a picture of a girl or a woman or whatever. And it's like, you know, oh, they're from, you know, wherever, Mission Ridge, California, some random fucking place. And then they'll be like, you know, add me randomly. They have zero friends. They have nothing on their wall, anything else. And it's like,
and they're way too ready to ever want to be your friend.
It's like, this is definitely fake. Well, what I've started noticing is if you go on your phone, at least, if you go to your friend requests and don't look at their picture, like don't click on the name of the thing, but just like refresh the page. It'll refresh to what their original profile photo was.
Oh.
And it is invariably like some fucking skinny kid from like, you know, Dubai or India or like Singapore or some, you know, somewhere. And
they're trying to run some kind of credit.
Bro, the one today was legit a kid in like a robe holding a goat. I was like, are you kidding
now,
me?
Now, the problem is, if they hadn't have used the original, like, hot blonde picture, but used a picture of a kid in a robe with a goat, I might have accepted them as
well. I would 100% add that guy. I would, like, there was a weird time period. I don't know what I did wrong on, like, you know how Facebook has those ads or whatever that you can, like, buy ad space?
Yeah.
So I had, like, I don't know. I got like, I had like $25 or something in Facebook ads from doing something. And I was like, screw it. Like, I'll try it, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I did it. And somehow I must have chosen for my podcast ad to only go out to South Africa.
Oh, wow.
And like, wow. For weeks, I was getting friend requests from people in South Africa and like loads of listens and stuff. And I was
look
like, what
me.
Is happening?
Look at me. I'm the host now.
Bro, I was so excited about it, dude. And, like, I have a bunch of people on my thing. Like, Facebook thinks I'm, like, in South Africa. They're like, I don't know what's happening, but you sure got a lot of buddies that live in Cape Town.
Wow.
Is that what happened to us? Like, we reached, like, number 11 on the Ugandan charts
Bro,
in history.
Maybe. Like, I don't know how the Facebook algorithm works sometimes. Like, we're up in the charts in like random countries sometimes, and it's awesome, but I know like English is a lot more, I think, like prevalent than we imagine it is, but people in America can hardly understand me sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know,
so,
I don't know, Belarus. Hell yeah.
Number one. According to our analytics, we have like all UK, Canada, US, and like one Australian listener. So I want to go to Australia and meet our one fucking listener.
We have all over the world. And actually, a lot of them even reach out to us. It's funny. Last month, someone sends me and they're like, I bet that I'm your only listener. And I forget where they went, like Bratislava or something like that. And I look and that episode had like 17 downloads from there. I'm like, no, there's like 16 others. You guys need to start a group and hang out because I can't imagine your country's that big. No, and send me
pictures.
Oh,
my God. That's cool.
But, yeah.
Oh, man.
It is funny. You get targeted. And the other thing, we have a LinkedIn, and I'm constantly getting I am a podcast promoter. I would love to promote your show constantly, multiples a day. And it's just through Fiverr. Hey, give me $40 and I'll use my, you know, 600 children that have phones in front of them to download your show or something like that. It's like, nah, I'm cool. I'm cool. But thank you very much.
Yeah, we get a lot of that. So we don't, I don't get very much on LinkedIn, I think, because my professional LinkedIn is pretty separate from the podcast. Yeah. Like, I try to keep it pretty separate. But we get a lot of random emails that sometimes it's like, you know, sometimes it's hard to differentiate between, like, the spam and the real ones. Yeah. Like, we got one. We literally got one when we were probably, like, a year in, 2 years in, maybe. We got one that was from a guy in Canada who owned, like, a I guess, like, a company or something out of India where essentially, like, what you're saying, they would pay people to download the episode for you.
Wow.
On the phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the guy was, like, explaining all this to me on this email, and I was like, do I report this to the FBI? Like, I don't know. This doesn't seem like it should be allowed. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, never, obviously just never spoke to the guy again, blocked him, whatever. But it's like, dude, that people are podcasting. People take podcasting super seriously with some of that stuff. And it's like, I can't even imagine being like a show that small that we were then. I can't even imagine being a show like we are now and paying somebody for that and like having the money to do that. Like, that's crazy.
There was a show not too long ago that was always at the top of the charts. It's a big show, and the name is escaping me, but it made the news of, you know, the podcasting world. But they were always like number one, but they never had an episode chart. And they're like, this is weird. And someone had looked into it and was like, you are cooking these numbers.
So funny. I don't doubt that at all, though, really. I'm always surprised at the number of shows that are like, you know, the Business Review podcast that like does really well in the charts. And it's like, what is happening
well,
there?
You know, there's a lot of people. I think, you know, with people being in quarantine now, too, there's going to be a lot more people looking out for what their interests are, because no matter what you do, there's probably a podcast about it. And now's the perfect time for people that you are at home. You've got this time. And I know you're not traveling or doing things like that, but you can look into search your hobbies. Like you guys were talking about, have you guys picked up any hobbies during quarantine? You can pick up and learn about or find new shows that are out there that are, you know, and there's shows for plumbers. There's shows for people that do automotive repair, people that train horses, man. It's crazy. The shows and the people that I've met doing this over the years, you know, just there's something for everyone. And that's awesome to me. So before we wrap up, you guys got anything big planned for your, are you doing any specific each show, a quarantine show, you know, or talking about coronavirus or COVID-19 or any of this, or are you just chugging along? And also let everyone know again where they can find you and what you guys' shows are. How about Michael Cole? Why don't you start?
Yeah, I'm not really doing a specific standalone thing all about the COVID-19. I'd mentioned a couple things here and there, and I probably will go on to do so because just to ignore it completely just seems weird. Right. It comes up in every conversation I have. But yeah, so I'm on YouTube. It's Penny Haven, PennyHaven, not heaven. did I miss a question?
No, I think that's great.
I like
no,
it.
Absolutely. Who wants to go next? Kevin, what do you got going on?
Not a lot.
Why do I laugh every time you talk? I don't mean to. I mean, that's in a good way.
That's the way to survive. You know, I know that you and I have talked about a couple guests that we're going to be bringing on probably hopefully soon.
But you know what? We do our show person to person, and that's a little harder to do when you're not allowed to.
Yes, very true. So, yeah, it's called Sad Times. You can find it wherever you find your podcast. I believe we have 19 episodes. We're just chugging along, and you know, just to be clear, I loved India. I just don't like the food.
JR, what about you?
All right. Well, I will say we did an episode on the COVID-19 thing. So I think that is definitely beating a dead horse if we continue down that route. So In terms of things coming up and down the pipeline, you know, our stuff is a lot more fluid now. We're doing the best we can to bring episodes to our listeners and all our dimension hoppers. But it's not really a set schedule at this moment. I'm sure things will pick back up. I can tell you that on the horizon, this weekend, we're actually recording an episode with the former press secretary of NASA, who actually now works in the ITEC department, dealing with Yeah, it's probably the coolest thing ever. And I don't know how we swung this one, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say her name or not yet. I need to get permission from her first before that happens. I don't know if she's going to have an alias. Outside of that, when this quarantine gets lifted, we'll be doing there's a haunted brewery about 10 miles away from me in Maryland called Smokestack. And we're going to do one on them eventually. Outside of that, we're just going to do things that we can, you know, as when we can. And I'll let Ripley take it away on where you can find us. Yeah, so whenever sure. that, whenever we get to him.
You there, Ripley? I think he's got himself muted, so that's okay. Well, you do it, and then he can pop back on.
All right, well, you can find us at
All right, sorry about that.
Oh, he's back. There he is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was muted. I forgot. Good call, Matt.
You can find us on...
right. you can find us on iTunes, find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also one note on the COVID podcast we did. It was about 3 weeks ago. It's before things really hit the upstream, so it was a little more tongue-in-cheek. Mm-hmm. I don't think that episode's going to age very well.
We made a lot of light of it. Yeah,
that happens a lot. And then, you know, stuff comes up, and then you're like, oops, you know? Yeah. So
may have jumped the gun on that one.
That's all right. What about you, Lee? What's going on?
Well, we just released an episode. Every month we do, on the last Tuesday of each month, we do our freeform episodes, which is basically just news of the month and things that we have had happen to us. This most recent one for this March was March Badness, the front lines of the Corona Apocalypse.
That's the best title.
So we just released that like the day before yesterday, and it's doing okay right now. Hopefully people listen to it. Other than that, I mean, we're just going forward with the status quo. And please, to all the listeners out there, for the love of God, don't tell me when you come into my store that you've been exposed to Corona. Like, please, just don't. I don't need that extra stress.
I've been so many people sick around me. Anyway, ring me up.
Exactly. Like, just don't tell me. Let me be in the dark about that one.
Right. Brandon, you said that you've got some new crappy pasta, but what else going on? Anything?
Nice.
Those broadcasting classes are really playing off there, Brandon. All right.
So season five, we just kicked it off yesterday to today, one of the two. And it's a brand new format. We're doing more of a variety show style.
Yeah.
And it's on a... Everywhere podcasts are sold except for Pandora, because I kind of screwed myself out of that one. I made some kind of comment saying it's not even worth it. It's a dying platform anyway. And then the CEO of Pandora came back and answered me and said, okay, have it your way. It's like, okay.
Wow, that's interesting.
did that actually happen?
That happened. I think they got me on a list now.
How?
I don't even understand.
What? How do you piss off a platform that much?
Well, first off, what is the guy? Does the guy who runs Pandora just like check the mentions of Pandora every night? That seems crazy. It's
part of my CEO job is I'm the well, we got a president who does it. So what are we talking about? I mean,
that's come on true, now. I guess.
What about you, Chris?
Yeah. So we did an episode, we did a first episode on coronavirus last week, and then we actually released in between an episode where we interviewed Dave from Blurry Photos and Derek from Monsters Among Us about their upcoming documentary that got funded on Kickstarter last week.
I was very scared for them just because of how bad the world is.
Dude, I am so proud of those guys. Like, I think the documentary is gonna be freaking awesome, so I'm really excited to see how it goes forward. Mm-hmm. And I also told Dave that I just want to have video of him like fainting in the desert. generally. But anyways, and then actually now we have another one on coronavirus coming out. Our sound guy Jake actually works for a company that does genetic engineering of viruses for actually treatment of genetic disorders. So we actually spoke to him about the coronavirus, about
Is
what
his name
he does.
Jake CRISPR? Like what's going on?
Hey, that's a good one. So we, that's a good science joke for you listeners out there that like science and genetic engineering.
Science!
And, keep going. Yeah, my pocket protector, just the ink is everywhere now. It's just all over me. Oh God, I need a tissue. Someone give me a white paper towel. Yeah, so we're doing this other one's coming out soon here. It's a bit longer than normal, so it's taken a bit longer to edit. And then actually after this, so before all this craziness happened, we were supposed to be doing like every one of our seasons kind of has a general theme. And so last season's general theme was people, like figures that are important or interesting in the sciences. This year's theme was kind of like ancient mysteries and archaeology and sciences that we don't normally consider to be part of the sciences, but are, right? Like archaeology and sociology and economics and whatever. And so the next episode after that is actually going to be on King Tut's tomb and the discovery of it and the Egyptian religion. So it's going to be super cool.
Well, and you got to love that his actual coffin that everything was in was just removed from for the first time when all of this happened, kind of like a curse of Egypt was brought upon the land. So
it's kind of crazy, you know. And actually it's funny, so we, as part of kind of like my own I guess my normal daily dosage of being really annoyed at the internet and the stupid things people believe, I'm part of a bunch of Facebook groups for people who think that they're aliens, like Pleiadians and alien star seeds and stuff. Okay. And a post actually that came up,
Chris,
the other day.
We're in the same groups.
Bro, I know we are. It's so terrifying. Like the only two sane people in those damn groups. One came up the other day that all of this is just a myth being propagated by the media to stop the Pleiadian God King Trump. So, you know, that might be the truth too, guys. We can't discredit things just because of our stupid science.
You know, we did a whole episode this week. We kind of skipped over that because I'd already recorded it previously, but we did it on Billy Maher, speaking of the Plagiarian people, as he likes to call them, and he's the new incarnation of Jesus Christ and things like that. So, yeah, there are some people out there that are so fun to think about and to read about in the UFO world.
May I interrupt for just 1 second?
Of course you can.
Chris, every time you mention somebody that you know, it's like somebody way on a different, like he's a genetic scientist for like vax or whatever. And I'm just like, wow, my friend's a bean farmer.
Bro, you know, a bean farmer? Awesome. Like, I legitimately think that's awesome, dude. That's so cool, actually.
He's like, I don't know, so many inappropriate jokes are going.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You don't even know a bean farmer. You liar.
I don't.
I know a liar. Shoot. What's funny too, actually, is Jake, the guy that does our sound, started out in my lab working, like he was an undergraduate researcher in my lab. So I just got like super lucky that he's really good at sound editing because I am terrible at it. So
that's
good
awesome.
Times.
Yeah.
Hire
yeah.
undergraduates, people.
Hey, that's yeah. right. We got someone with a degree in history doing research for us. Every once in a while you get lucky, you know, and you find people.
Dude.
That, you
know, oh, it's so. Gone very well.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So yeah, we did Lisa and I actually did an extra episode for Hysteria 51 called Quarantini, where we just talked about different drinks that we were making while we had to be quarantined at home and the things we were making from home, kind of making light of it as well we could without making fun of the virus itself. And I don't think we're going to do anything specific other than these kind of things on the coronavirus and the things that are going on. And we're just going to kind of try as much as we can just keep it business as usual. Like I said, this week we just dropped a Billy Maher episode, and it was kind of labor intensive as far as research and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun, and we're going to do a lot more of those. So that's what's going on with the world. And again, everyone, you can find all these awesome shows through Fourth Hand Media. You just go to fourthhand.com, search Fourth Hand or all of these awesome shows, and you can find links to them all in the, well, when I put this out, you can find the links in the description. Hopefully they do that too, because probably anyone who wants to put this out, you guys are, like I said, more than welcome to. So until next time, thank you so much, and we will see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
Hello, everyone. I'm Danny Pellegrino.
I'm Jenna Brister.
And we are back for season two of A Very Merry Iconic Podcast. We're going to be diving into your favorite holiday movies, recapping them, and going on a few tangents.
Yes, and it's the end of the world as we know it. So why not close out 2020 with a bunch of episodes of Holiday Recap with us?
So we hope everyone grabs a cup of eggnog.
And a fistful of candy.
Cook that bird in
Doritos.
The
Doritos. We don't care what you're into. Just join us.
Grab your bed wine. Grab your couch cocoa. We're getting lit on the holiday movies. We'll be doing 10 recap episodes. So subscribe to A Very Merry Iconic Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And find us on social media at A Very Merry Iconic Podcast on Instagram. And we'll have all the updates there.
Acast recommends.